This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A third worker at the meatpacking plant in Greeley has died from COVID-19. The union that represents JBS workers says the 69-year-old died last week. The union and families say the company has not done enough to protect workers. There are more than 40 confirmed positive cases among the employees. State health officials ordered the JBS plant shut down for 2 weeks for testing and cleaning. Pueblo County School District 70 says school lunch service will resume on April 27th after a food service worker tested negative for COVID-19. Officials had announced earlier that the worker tested positive and suspended distributing school lunches. Officials say they're taking precautionary measures to clean and disinfect facilities before resuming the food service. The University of Colorado has released information on its controversial presidential search. CPR's Taylor Allen reports.
CU attorneys met Friday with attorneys for the Daily Camera, which is suing for the release of a list of six semifinalists. As part of the negotiations, CU officially released information on five out of the six, but that information was already made public in December by the Colorado Independent. CU says it is withholding the name of the sixth candidate while the litigation is pending. The school ultimately picked Mark Kennedy for the job last May, amid controversy over votes he made as a member of Congress on same-sex marriage and abortion. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
43 in Denver, 31 in Vail, 48 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.